Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show. I am James Boslaw, your Fredericksburg area realtor and vacation rental investor. And this show is all about real estate in the Fredericksburg area, the Fawn Lake community, and the vacation rental space. I help people buy and sell homes because I believe that everyone should grow their wealth as they live in or own a home that they love. I also believe that everyone should feel confident when buying or selling a home, and confidence comes when you are well-educated and informed. And that's what this show is all about. Enjoy the show. Hey everybody, welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show, where in today's episode, I'm gonna go over the real estate statistics for the Fredericksburg area in the year of 2025. So all 12 months in 2025, comparing that to all 12 months in 2024. And as we do so, this is what we find out about what is going on in the real estate market for the Fredericksburg area. So let's dive right into the episode. What we're going to start off with is taking a look at the overall sold dollar volume. And when we do that, we see that the overall sold dollar volume is up by about 2% in the Fredericksburg area for 2025. So a little bit more overall sold dollar volume this past year in 2025 than in the previous year of 2024. Now, let's break down what that means and look at that a little bit closer. When we take a look at the average sold price in the Fredericksburg area for 2025, it is up 3.5%. Now, that's great. That is actually standard appreciation levels. If you look at real estate historically, anywhere between 3% and 4% is very standard, very normal. And that's exactly what we saw, the appreciation levels in the Fredericksburg area for 2025. Now, what does 3.5% look like in 2025 as far as the average sold price goes? It looks like this. The average sold price in the Fredericksburg area for 2025 is $518,000, whereas in the average sold price in 2024 was $501,000. So we see a $17,000 increase on the average sales price for a home sold in 2025 versus 2024, and that is really good and very, very encouraging. Now, when we take a look at the median sold price, that too is also up 3.5%. So both the average and the median sold price are up at 3.5% in 2025 over 2024. And that is very normal, very standard appreciation levels. And that is something that is really healthy and really, really good. Now, if we take a look at overall units sold, that actually went down in 2025 by about 1.5%. So just a slight difference in the number of homes sold in 2025 versus 2024. A few less homes were sold in 2025 versus 2024, but really nothing significant. Now, when we take a look at the average days on market, before a home is going under contract, it takes on average 33 days for a house to be on the market before it gets scooped up. That's not a big difference to 2024, when it would take about 28 days for a house to be in the market before it goes under contract, but we are seeing a slight increase and the number of days that a home is listed for before it is scooped up by a buyer and goes under contract. But 33 days is still very solid, very strong, and that too is a very normal number of days before a buyer scoops a seller's house off the market. Now, this next stat is one that I think is very interesting and very, very important to take note of. The average sold price to the original listing price is 98%. What does that mean? It means that a seller will list their house for a certain price, but the buyer will end up getting that home for 2% less than what it was originally listed for. What that shows us is that even though homes are appreciating in value, buyers are starting to have some leverage when they do find a house that they like, and they are able to get the home for less money than what it is listed for. And that is important to note as we watch closely on where the market is going. Is it shifting more towards the buyer, or is it shifting more towards the seller? And an argument can be made that it is slightly shifting a little bit more in the buyer's favor as they're able to get a home for about 2% less than what it was originally listed for. Now, as far as how these homes are being acquired, still the most popular way homes are being sold is through a conventional loan. The second most popular way is through a VA loan. Third most popular is FHA loan. And fourth and finally, we are seeing that homes are still being acquired using cash. So those are the four most popular way that buyers are acquiring homes in the Fredericksburg area. Now what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a look at the month's supply. And as we do that, the supply of inventory in the Fredericksburg area as of December of 2025 is 2.5 months. Now, the five-year average for December in the Fredericksburg area is 1.5 months. So what we are seeing is that there is 1 month more inventory and supply in the market than the five-year average. Once again, that is a signal to us that things are probably shifting slightly more in the buyer's favor as we enter into 2026. There are more options. There are inventory is increasing. Buyers have less competition, which gives them more leverage as they go and make an offer on the home that they would like to buy. And that is something we're going to be watching very, very closely as we go into 2026. What we have observed is that the interest rates recently went below 6%. It was only one day, but it went slightly below 6%. And the very next day, it went slightly above it again. But with interest rates kind of slowly coming down and stabilizing at roughly 6%, we have seen buyers, an uptick in buyer applications and activity in our market over the last few weeks. And the data for that will be something that we'll be able to track over the next month or two as we see, you know, what's going on in our local market. But I do see there is more buyer activity as the inventory increases and the interest rates have stabilized and even come down from several months ago. And that is gonna be something that we are gonna track very, very closely once again as we look at 2026. So in summary, if you're listening to this and you own a home in the Fredericksburg area, you should be super encouraged. Your home has gone up in value. Both the average sales price and the median sales price reflect that. On average, you are increasing the value of your home by about $17,000. And that doesn't even take into consideration that you have been making your mortgage payments and what you owe on your home is now less. So there is a good chance that you have increased the equity in your home by $20,000, $25,000 over the past year. So congratulations. That's what home ownership is all about, is increasing your equity and growing your wealth. But if you are listening to this and you are an interested buyer, there are opportunities for you in 2026. So if you have questions about that, you definitely want to reach out to us so we can help you get ahead of where the market's going, help you leverage the current market to your advantage, and that is something we definitely want to do for you. So if you have questions and you want to reach out, you can go to our website at rockwiserealty.com, and Emily and I will get back to you as soon as we can. As always, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and it's important for us to inform you with what's going on in the real estate market for the Fredericksburg area. So that's what this episode and that's what this show is all about. I hope you have a great day, a wonderful week, and we will see you on the next episode.